You're listening to the Lawyer Brit Podcast. I started my law firm at just 28 years old, and a year later, the firm profited $1.78 million. In this podcast, I teach lawyers how to strategically launch and grow their law firms into multi-million dollar empires. Welcome to a mini episode of the Lawyer Brit Podcast, all about how to network when you hate networking, because spoiler alert, I'm really not a fan of networking. Thankfully, now that I've grown a team, I have people that go and attend networking and other events to help bring in clients, spread the word, marketing, branding, all that fun stuff. But at one point, it was just me. Like, I was the only person in the law firm, and I was the one of very few for quite a while when I first started, right? And so you might be asking, well, how did you network, Britt? Like, how did you grow this successful law firm if you hated networking? Well, I am somewhat of an extroverted introvert. Like, I can be bubbly and fun and energetic around people, but it depletes my battery very fast and very much. I don't like to just go to networking event after networking event after networking event. Like, afterwards, I feel like I need to, like, lay down and decompress for days after I go to, like, these, especially those big conferences, but even, like, the smaller ones, local networking events where it's maybe 30 or 50 people, I don't know, still a lot for me. Still not something I love to do. I've never really liked networking events ever in my life. Not ever been my thing. So I don't do many networking events, but when I did, especially when I was first starting my firm, I was very intentional about it. And so if you don't like networking events either, or it's not really your jam, I'm going to share with you my tidbit, my hack about how to be intentional about networking events and use them to the fullest capacity you possibly can so you don't have to go to very many. So when I go to networking events, I have one goal, and that is to leave the event with two or three solid connections. And when I say a solid connection, I mean like somebody who could be a referral source or somebody who is in a related industry, somebody who can offer me like a beneficial relationship in some way. And that's it, like two to three. I'm not out there collecting a ton of business cards. I'm not staying from the beginning to the end. I usually come late and leave early with the goal that I'm going to talk to at least two to three people where I'm like, hey, I could make a connection with this person. Sometimes I leave with maybe one to two, and that's like, that's fine, not a huge deal. But the point is, I want to leave with two to three solid connections, people that either can benefit my business in some way or simply refer business to me. That's it. That's a solid connection for me. And I find those solid connections by getting down to the point when I meet somebody. Obviously, it's a networking event, right? So people want to say like, oh, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? So it's easier to just get down to the meat and potatoes of what someone does right away, because they'll tell you what they do, right? So I maybe ask a couple follow-up questions about like who they help, how they help them, those kind of things, so I can get really clear on whether or not they're going to be a beneficial connection for me. And once I know that, then I can get into, oh, well, here's what I do, and we might have a beneficial relationship. And I will say that, hey, we might be able to benefit from each other's business, or hey, your clients might be able to benefit from my services. And I will ask for their card, ask for their information. Hey, let's get together after this. I get down to it. I'm not standing there to talk about the weather and the economy and whatever else people like to chat about. I'll talk to that person about that stuff when we meet together, which is part two. I'll tell you in a second. But I like to get down to it. What do you do? Can we refer each other business? Is this going to be a beneficial relationship? Yes, no? Okay, see you later. I get down to it. I don't waste time. And then once I leave the networking event, and this is the most important part that people absolutely fail at, is they don't follow up. They don't actually call to set anything up. So what I do is when I leave with those two to three connections, I will call or email and I'll set up an in-person meeting. Hey, let's get coffee. Let's get lunch. Let's get dinner. And I will actually go and do it. And that's where people fall short, is they go to these networking events. They blab with a bunch of people about nothing. They leave with like 15 business cards. They don't really know who to reach out to. Nobody's memorable. It's blah, 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 blah. And that's why networking sucks, is because it never really works, right? But what I do is I go to this event. I find my two to three solid connections, I leave, and then I follow up with them and I set an in-person meeting. And then the goal of that meeting is to have them understand who and what cases to send to me. So that's the point of networking, right? You want to build your network of people that know when and who to send you for business, right? So when I leave that networking event and I reach out to my people, I set up those in-person meetings. And the goal of that in-person meeting is to have them understand who to send me. Hey, you know, this is the kind of person that I help. Here's the kind of cases that I send to you. Here's a couple issues that I've handled in the past. So they understand it, right? And then I send that handwritten follow-up note as a thank you or an email, whatever, right? And then I try to calendar other like follow-ups in the past. I have a whole podcast episode about this called In-Person Funnels. Listen to that for the rest of this process. But that's what I do for networking. Like, I'm not in the networking game to just blab and schmooze and whatever. I want to make a solid connection, and I'm really good in person with people when it's just me and that person or me in a small group. But me in big groups depletes the battery. I can be extroverted for a little bit, but not for a long time. And that's why I have this very specific method when it comes to networking events. And this is exactly what I do to make sure I make the connections and that it's worthwhile for me. And then I can continue to build the business, even though I absolutely hate networking events. I hope you enjoyed this mini episode about how to network when you absolutely hate networking. If you enjoyed this, please take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, tag me at lawyer.brit. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and I'd love to reshare your story to my story. Again, I hope you enjoyed this mini episode of the Lawyer Brit podcast. I will see you in the next one.